Chapter 1 of Morton Hall by Elizabeth Gaskell. From Household Words, a Weekly Journal, Number 191. 19th of November, 1853. Morton Hall, in two chapters. Chapter the First. Our old hall is to be pulled down, and they are going to build streets on the site. I said to my sister, Ethelinda, if they really pull down Morton Hall, it will be a worse piece of work than the repeal of the Corn Laws. And after some consideration, she replied that if she must speak what was on her mind, she would own that she thought that the Papists had something to do with it, that they had never forgiven the Morton who had been with Lord Monteagle when he discovered the gunpowder plot. For we knew that somewhere in Rome there was a book kept, and which had been kept for generations, giving an account of the secret private history of every English family of note, and registering the names of those to whom the Papists owed either grudges or gratitude. We were silent for some time, but I am sure the same thought was in both our minds. Our ancestor, a Sidebottom, had been a follower of the Morton of that day. It had always been said in the family that he had been with his master when he went with the Lord Monteagle and found Guy Fawkes and his dark lantern under the Parliament House. And the question flashed across our minds. Were the Sidebottoms marked with a black mark in that terrible mysterious book which was kept under lock and key by the Pope and the Cardinals in Rome? It was terrible, yet somehow rather pleasant to think of. So many of the misfortunes which had happened to us through life, and which we had called mysterious dispensations, but which some of our neighbours had attributed to our want of prudence and foresight, were accounted for at once, if we were objects of the deadly hatred of such a powerful order as the Jesuits, of whom we had lived in dread ever since we had read The Female Jesuit. Whether this last idea suggested what my mother said next, I can't tell. We did know the female Jesuit's second cousin, so might be said to have literary connections. And from that the startling thought might spring up in my sister's mind, for, said she, Biddy, my name is Bridget, and no one but my sister calls me Biddy, suppose you write some account of Morton Hall. We have known much in our time of the Mortons, and it will be a shame if they pass away completely from men's memories while we can speak or write. I was pleased with the notion, I confess, but I felt ashamed to agree to it all at once, though even as I objected for modesty's sake, it came into my mind how much I had heard of the old place in its former days, and how it was, perhaps, all I could do now for the Mortons, under whom our ancestors had lived as tenants for more than 300 years. So at last I agreed, and, for fear of mistakes, I showed it to Mr. Swinton, our young curate, who has put it quite in order for me. Morton Hall is situated about 5 miles from the centre of Drumble. It stands on the outskirts of a village, which, when the hall was built, was probably as large as Drumble in those days. And even I can remember when there was a long piece of rather lonely road, with high hedges on either side, between Morton Village and Drumble. Now it is all street, and Morton seems but a suburb of the great town near. Our farm stood where Liverpool Street runs now, and people used to come to snipe shooting just where the Baptist Chapel is built. Our farm must have been older than the hall, for we had a date of 1460 on one of the crossbeams. My father was rather proud of this advantage, for the hall had no date older than 1554, and I remember his affronting Mrs. Dawson the housekeeper by dwelling too much on this circumstance one evening when she came to drink tea with my mother, when Ethelinda and I were mere children. But my mother, seeing that Mrs. Dawson would never allow that any house in the parish could be older than the hall, and that she was getting very warm, and almost insinuating that the Sidebottoms had forged the date to disparage the squire's family and set themselves up as having the older blood, asked Mrs. Dawson to tell us the story of old Sir John Morton before we went to bed. I slyly reminded